We are Scam for Girls.
This is Nicole Scherzinger.
And we are JLS. Everybody is in love with
Alex and Lucy.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
Hey, yeah, boy.
This is the In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand tonight, welcoming Emily Sandé to the show. Hello.
Hello.
We always give our guests a round of applause. The In Demand clap, we call it, but not in an unhealthy way. So, hiya.
Hello.
You okay?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
We've been playing the song on In Demand for a good few weeks now.
Oh, thank you.
And it is going down a storm.
Good.
Beautiful song.
Thank you.
And it's kind of like a moment of calm in the madness.
Right.
That is everything else.
Good.
In this kind of Pitbull Katy Perry madness that surrounds everything.
Yeah,
at the
yeah.
So thank you for bringing that to us. Tell us a bit about yourself. Let's start with your childhood. Your dad is from Zambia, but your mum's from Cumbria.
Yes.
Okay.
And they met in Sunderland.
Wow.
And then I grew up in Scotland, so yeah. It's all a bit of a
mix. It's a mishmash of everything.
Yeah.
And you also studied in Scotland, didn't you?
Yes, in Glasgow.
So you were considering being a doctor, perhaps?
Yes, I studied medicine for 4 years and then decided to... I graduated in my Bachelor of Science and decided to be a musician.
But that's quite a bit a brave decision to make 4 years into what I'm guessing is a 6 year course.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
To then leave all that behind and yep. follow the musical dream.
Yeah, it was probably the biggest choice. It was definitely a big crossroads for me. But at the point where I did decide, I was already published as a writer and I had things set up in London, so I wasn't just kind of throwing it all in. But you know, it was a big risk. It still was a risk. But, you know, hopefully it'll pay off.
Now, we'll know you from the Chipmunk song.
Uh-huh.
That was quite a big commercial success.
Yeah.
How did you end up working with him in the first place? Was this part of your deal in London that was already on the go at the time?
Yeah, I mean, I think Chipmunk had come out before I moved to London. The song Diamond Rings had come out before.
Yeah.
The song came about, I'd met a producer in London called Naughty Boy, and he'd sent me a track. And I wrote the chorus for Diamond Rings while I was hoovering up, like up in Scotland. I had a study break and I was like, I've been thinking, and then it just kind of came like that. I sent it back down. He knew Chipmunk and sent the stuff over. And then next thing you know, he's put his verses on it. It's like number 6 or whatever in the charts. It was really crazy. Like
it
that.
Was his first proper big commercial success, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Can you introduce Heaven for us? And we will play it now and chat some more afterwards.
Yeah, this is my debut single, Heaven.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight with Emily Sandé still on the show. You comfortable there?
Yes.
Now, we already spoke about Chipmunk. Uh-huh. Let's talk about some of the other people you've worked with, because I love the music world, how people can listen to a song and just consume it and not be aware of everything that surrounds a song sometimes.
Yes.
And an artist as well. We know it because we work in it and we get the information. But you've written for Tiny Temper.
Yes.
A song called Let Go.
Mm-hmm.
Professor Green.
Yes.
Tinchy Strider. Mm-hmm. Lay It Rain, which is one of my favourite songs from him.
Oh.
Did they ask you to perform on that? Because Melanie Fiona did that in the end, didn't she? Were you invited to do that?
I can't remember. It was always just something I wrote. Like, they just want me to write for him. So, yeah.
Amazing song. Best thing he's ever done.
Ah.
Wiley.
Yeah.
Cheryl Cole.
Uh-huh.
Which song did you do for Cheryl? Have you done a couple?
No, we just did one called Boys.
Okay.
Which was the B-side to Three Words.
And finally, Ms. Leona Lewis.
Yes.
What's the story there?
We just started doing a lot of writing for Psycho, which is Simon Cowell's label. And I guess it was just making a progression from the urban scene. Because, I mean, I come from a very like classic songwriting background, just sitting on the piano. So I always wanted to do that. Eventually, and we wrote for like Cher Lloyd, and we did some things for like Susan Boyle, and then Leona Lewis. Yeah, she came to the studio, and we just all got along really well. And so we did like 2 weeks with her, and I think we've got 2 tracks on her new album. Yeah,
brilliant. So how does it work? Do you go into like a room with lots of other songwriters, and you all kind of work together, or
usually
you're writing for other people?
No, usually we. I work a lot with Naughty Boy, the producer, and he leaves me to do the lyrics, and you know. Write the song and he gives me a track and we just know like we have a chemistry and I think it's so hard to find it with anyone, so we just work together like that and we know exactly how we work best.
Now does it feel weird going from that kind of environment into the environment where you now have to sell your own record?
Yeah.
Well, how does that feel?
It's a little bit daunting, but it's exciting because I have full control. The whole song is mine. I don't need like rappers aren't going to come on the verses and I just have the chorus to sing. It's like the whole song's mine and I can say exactly what I want to say. I can see how the video is going to be and It's exciting, yeah.
Emily, thank you very much for coming to see us. Emily, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand, and tonight we welcome for the very first time to the show the guys from Cover Drive. Hello. Yay! Welcome, welcome. How's your time in the UK so far? It's good.
It's been very, very good. We're getting used to the weather, though. That's a little bit of a...
It's not been too bad for the last week or so. It's been fairly warm. Let's start on the left, my left-hand side. If you introduce yourself,
give me
a fact about yourself as well.
Okay, cool.
That'd be good.
I'm Barry, or Barman. I play guitar in Cover Drive, and I like car racing.
Okay. Like it.
Hi, I'm Jamar. I play bass in band, and I like Nando's.
Okay, you're in the right place for that. That's good.
Hi, I'm T-Roy. I'm the drummer from Cover Drive. I also like Nando's, and I love skateboarding.
Hi, I'm Amanda. I'm the lead singer of Cover Drive. I'm obsessed with chocolate chip cookies, and I'm also a trained dancer.
Okay, so how did you guys first come together to create music? You're from Barbados originally.
Yes, yes, Barbados. It's not really a long story. It's a quick story. I used to babysit T-Roy.
Is that true?
I used to babysit him. Oh. And Barbados is so tiny that when you live in Barbados, you have to know everyone, because especially if you're the same age, it's like almost like an unspoken rule that you have to know each other. And so Thierry and Jamar were friends from before, and Barry and I went to the same college. And so we were all pursuing music, and we were all friends, but it never dawned on us, because clearly we're slow or something, to start a band. And it was actually Thierry's mom, who's our manager, who suggested that we start a band. And we're like, yeah, that's such a good idea. And we did that, and that was nearly 2 years ago, and we've spent every single day since that day together. The Jordan, our A&R from the UK, came down and he saw us. We did a showcase for him in Eddie Grant's house.
Wow.
And Eddie Grant is like he's our mentor. He rehearses with us.
Tell him what you call him, Jamar.
He's our Yoda. He speaks in philosophies.
Yeah.
Be good to the music and the music will be good to you.
Use your voice. It will save your life.
What a mentor to have.
He's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. And so we did the showcase for Jordan at his house, and he came in, he was like red, sunburned, like he had spent the morning on the beach.
Sounds like he was on a jolly.
Yeah. And he said, oh, will you guys move to London? I want to sign you guys. Would you move to the UK? And we were like, yes, of course. And so we signed with Universal, and then we immediately started writing and recording our album, which is now complete.
Yep.
And now we're promoting our first single.
And the music that comes out of Barbados, obviously massive over the last few years. Mm. Do you live in kind of the environment where everyone supports each other and you're friendly with each other and stuff like that?
Yeah, Barbados is an extremely friendly place. Like, if you go there, I'm telling you, you will think you've just, like, gone to, I don't even know, heaven or paradise, because everyone's really, really nice in Barbados. Everyone needs to go at least once. And if you can't go, you should just, you know, buy Cover Drive's album and you'll feel like you're there anyway. So, it's a really nice place. So all the artists and everyone's really nice. It's like a community of musicians and it's good.
Guys, thank you very much for coming to see us.
Thank you for having us.
Can you introduce your debut single for us and we'll play it on In Demand now?
Yes.
Nice.
We
are
Cover
Drive.
And this is our debut single, Lick You Down, out August 28th.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand Wednesday. I'm Alex minus Lucy. She's back on Friday night. And one certain individual is very upset about the fact that Lucy's not here.
Lucy, where is she? Come
she's
back.
She's in Ibiza, man. Do you know what she's doing right now? She's spending time with Example.
Oh, is she now?
Tonight, she's at Ibiza Rocks with Example.
Cheating on me with Example.
She's changed.
She has changed. But it's good to see you, Alex. Good to see you.
Ollie Mers.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
Thank you for coming.
No, it's a pleasure to be here. I mean, apart from the rain, of course, it's a bit of a miserable
standard
day, isn't
though,
it?
Isn't it?
Standard now in this country.
Standard.
Well, I've just
standard
done the summer tour with JLS.
Yeah.
And summer tour was an understatement. It should have been the horrible raining tour, because everywhere that me and the boys went, it just absolutely torrential rain. It was horrible.
Well, you bring a sense of summer to us by your music.
Thank you.
We always feel like, even though you've released a lot of music now since this time last year, you do remind me of last summer.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Well, that Scouting for Girls record was, I was just saying to you off air,
yeah,
that was my summer record last year. Like,
it's
I
huge.
Just fell in love with that song. And it really sort of got me all geared up for my new single coming out, Please Let Me Go. And then, so this year, I haven't really got a summer record yet.
What? What are you on about?
Well, not my Heart Skips a Beat. I haven't had it. Well, maybe there's been a few this year so far, but...
Oh, you mean in terms of other people's?
I really like that Emily Sage. Is it Emily Sage?
She's going to be on In Demand tomorrow night.
Heaven.
Nice
love
plug there.
That
doing my job
song.
For me. Amazing. Thanks.
It's a great song.
It's all about you tonight.
Anyway, it's all about me.
this interview isn't going to be complete without something.
Oh, no. What are you doing?
You've had a bit of...
Ah, you've got the trilby.
I'm a bit disappointed that you've not got one on today.
I didn't bring one, no.
I brought this especially for you, but it doesn't really work.
It doesn't fit with the headphones on, though. No.
I can kind of just hold it there and maybe...
It looks good. You look well. You look well. But no, I didn't wear a trilby today. I thought I'd get up this morning and actually do my hair for a change, so I did.
Very spick. Very
spick. Oh, thanks, buddy.
Looking good. Are you happy to take some questions from Twitter and stuff?
Please, yeah, love to, yeah.
You can text tonight, 63103, start your message with the word demand, or twitter.com/AlexandLucy. Gonna play a song now from the boys who's on your new record.
Wow, a Rizzle Kicks.
Yeah.
What are you playing?
Down with the Trumpets.
Love this tune.
It's amazing.
Get your trumpets out.
This is a summer song for me. This reminds me
great
now.
Track.
This will remind me next year of this summer.
Great track.
Ollie Mers is In Demand tonight. This is Rizzle Kicks.
This is In Demand. In Demand.
Twitter's going mad. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy. Ollie Mers is In Demand tonight. Grooving away to Rizzle Kicks, your new
loving
best
that.
Mates.
My new best mates, yeah. We were just saying, was it time flies when you're having fun? It's been such a busy year, isn't it, already? I was just thinking, I can't believe it's actually August already.
Frightening.
It is frightening, isn't it?
How on earth have you made a new album?
I don't know.
When have you done that?
I don't know. I generally...
Because you're never off telly.
I know.
You're never off the radio. When have you done it?
It's been a crazy year. I mean, I was thinking this the other day. I came back off January. I remember we did... Heart on My Sleeve from the first album, and then I did the Desert Trek for Comic Relief.
Of course.
So I did that, and then I came back, and then we did Busy as a record. No, we didn't do Busy first. Then I did a week on another radio station, which was Busy, and then we won't talk about that. And then I went and did the tour. So I did my first UK tour, Sellout, which was brilliant. Then I came off that and did the set, and then the JLS Sellout tour. And then I'm doing Extra Factor whilst promoting my new single. So I don't know how I managed to get an album done in that time. I have. And I'm really, really happy with it. It's going really, really well. The tracks are really cool. The second single is completely different to Heart Skips a Beat. And it's a little bit more sort of, you know, superstition, funky kind of white boy soul vibe. So
I read
really
somewhere that you've gone
it.
Back to kind of what you originally came to our attention with in the first place on the X Factor.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, you know, I think I wanted to do so. I don't know why I wanted to go back to that, but I love that kind of vibe, that sort of superstition. I think what's been so good the last year or so is the likes of CeeLo Green and Plan B, and even back to Amy Winehouse, that kind of real old school Motown-y 50s vibe. But I think my music's completely different to Plan B and CeeLo Green, which is great.
Yeah.
And it's my second record, which I'm very, very excited about, is just a really, really, I think, a really, really cool record, up-tempo, and it's going back to what people loved about me when they first saw me.
Is there an album title yet?
No, again, I remember last year, I think you asked me the same question.
Probably.
And I generally didn't. We come up with just Ollie Mers for the first album. And I think that was quite nice, just Ollie Mers, this is who I am. So we're trying to come up with ideas for the second album.
Maybe this is who I am.
This is who I am.
Could work.
Well, I mean, Adele's idea was incredible, wasn't it? I mean, let's be honest. Adele 19, Adele 21. I mean, to be honest, it matters what you write. But, I mean, sometimes it can be the most simplest thing. So it's just coming up with a really quirky, cool idea that people like and what I like. And... I mean, I like the Arctic Monkeys one, Suck It and See. I think that's brilliant.
Some of their single titles at the moment are often...
They're very spontaneous, aren't they? But I like it. It's very like... You
don't sit down
make
and move
what you
your
think
chair.
Of it, you know.
Genius title for a song. Brilliant.
Just brilliant. So hopefully we can come up with a quirky, cool idea.
All right, going to play Katy Perry. After Lauren's question, if you were a superhero, which one would you be?
Superhero, what'd I be? Oh, God, I'd love to be Spider-Man. I don't know why. No real reason, really. Kind of like Spider-Man.
He's got a cool suit as well.
He's a very cool suit, and I don't know, it'd be cool to be a spider.
Yeah.
Find out how I'd feel with spider sense.
I think Lauren just wants to see you in Lycra.
But you know what? People should send some tweets in for some ideas for album names. That'd be ledge.
Oh, let's take those. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
In Demand, Ollie Mers is with us till just before 8 o'clock tonight, taking your questions, chatting about all kinds of stuff, life in general. He chats a lot.
I do chat a lot.
You do. You worry me sometimes.
Do you think?
I've got to get to an ad break. Oh,
right, sorry. Cool. I apologise.
If
say
I do
Ollie,
this,
shh,
that's
shh.
Time we need to move on. Okay,
no worries.
Can you say hello to Macca? Macca is a farmer who texts In Demand every single night asking for Heart Skips.
Maka! What's going on, buddy? We should play Heart Skips a beat right now.
Do you know what? We're going to do it in a bit.
I'm going to dedicate that. We're dedicating that song to Maka then, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
This one's for you, buddy, when it comes up
give
later.
Give Ollie his suggestions for his new album title at twitter.com/AlexandLucy. Steve says, lick my Ollipop.
Lick my Ollipop.
It's good.
That's good. I like it.
Ollie Murs 2 is quite a common Ollie Murs suggestion 2. Tonight. Yeah. That's rubbish. Don't laugh at
that's
that.
That's no, we shouldn't do that
really
now.
Bad. Salima, expressed maybe? Because you express yourself in your lyrics and because you're from The X Factor.
Expressed. Not bad. Liking that.
It sounds quite Madonna though. Who's that from? That was Salima.
Thanks, Salima. Loving that.
Ashley says, who am I? Who I am, in fact. Sorry.
Who I am. Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Yeah. Ollie Murs 2. Ollie Murs 2. Ollie put the kettle on.
Ollie put the kettle on.
the great Ollie Murs.
Ah, oh, thank you.
Someone's calling it Ride. Any reason why?
Ollie Murs Ride.
Ooh. Maybe because you have a journey of great music.
It's a ride.
When you listen
it's
to
a
it.
Ride.
Yeah, it's a ride.
I like that one.
The one and only.
The one and only Ollie Murs. Has that been done before, though? It sounds like it has.
It could be the name of the Chesney Hawks album.
Oh, yeah. Well, I am the one and only.
That's a good song, isn't it?
Oh, do you know what? It's one of them songs you can play that anywhere.
It's really bad.
And the crowd will go crazy for it. It is true, though, isn't it?
It is true. Keep them coming. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy. And we will play Heart Skips a Beat after Alexis Jordan. She's next.
You're listening to In Demand.
In Demand Wednesday. I'm Alex and Ollie Murs is still on.
Whoa,
In Demand tonight.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Woo. Taking album title suggestions at twitter.com/AlexandLucy. Hannah has suggested Ollie Flower Cheese. That's my
Ollie
favourite.
Flower so Cheese.
How's things going on The Extra Factor then? What phase are we up to in terms of filming? Because
right.
It's about to start in next Saturday.
20th.
Starts. Yeah.
Day before my single, actually. It's going to be a big weekend. We are currently, we've finished the auditions.
Yeah.
And we are now waiting for boot camp, which is, I think, in a week, next week.
Okay.
Exciting. And then we're doing Judges' House's end of the month. So,
any idea on where you're going for that yet? I know everyone is probably asking you this all the time.
No, I think I've got a rough idea. I mean, it's quite easy. I think we're going to America.
Yeah.
For a couple of ones over there. I think we're going possibly to France or Spain, and I think one of them could well be in Greece.
Oh, no, that might be. Oh, no, that's the new Louis going to Ireland, isn't it? Talisa goes to Greece.
I think so. I mean, it hasn't been confirmed yet. I don't really know, to be perfectly honest, but I know a couple of them already, so it's good.
Have you seen any of the final edits yet on The Extra
Factor? I have been told, well, we've got to go and do some voiceover bits. You know, we do the voiceover. We've got to do that, but I've been told that the first show is amazing. And that the second show, the Extra Factor, our show, is brilliant. So I'm excited about seeing it. Yeah.
I had to do a voiceover for the X Factor last week.
Did you really?
Months ago, before everyone was signed, sealed and delivered, they came to In Demand one Saturday and filmed me going, hey, the X Factor's in town, on the radio, pretending, obviously.
Oh, I get you, yeah.
And then last week, they asked me to revoice it all. Saying Gary Barlow's in town, all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
So I might be on The X Factor.
You're getting paid for it. You're getting paid for
as
that.
As if. I'd give my right arm to be on The X Factor. It's the best TV show ever.
No, I mean, I'm very excited about it. Do you know what? I mean, for me, it's such a big, big show. And when Simon asked me to do it, I was really excited. And it's going really, really well for me. I can't complain.
How many times has he popped in? Because we've seen one set of photos.
He came to London, and I think that's it so far. I'm sure he'll pop in at some. I'm hoping he comes to Judges' Houses. That'd be really cool. And he might well be at boot camp as well, because it's quite a big moment there. It's a lot going on at boot camp this year. It's going to be massive. So,
is it true Rihanna's going to perform for the contestants to show them how it's done?
That's the rumour. I'm excited if she is. But apparently she might be, so
that'd be
fingers
cool.
crossed, that'd be amazing.
It would be amazing. Karen wants to know, if you could have three wishes, Ollie, what would they be?
Three wishes?
Yeah.
The Heart Skips beat goes number one.
Yeah.
That The Extra Factor does really, really well. And just that all these riots stop as well.
Yes. Good third wish.
That'd be nice.
We like that. Helen wants to know, if it does go to number one, how are you going to celebrate it going to number one?
Well, last
Not
year
in
I
the
got
most
naked.
Famous manner.
Do you know what? I don't know. This year I'd probably. Do you know what? I'd be so excited. I mean, I've just bought a house, so
that's grown up.
I've just got I've got mortgage and stuff.
Oh,
so
what?
It's very exciting for me. I'm very very nervous about it. So I'll probably go and celebrate in my new house with my family and have a few drinks.
How many bedrooms does it have?
Has four bedrooms.
Oh, that's all right. That's quite modest.
Nice four bedrooms, yeah.
I thought you were going to say 10 bedrooms.
No.
Six bathrooms.
So it's the wrong artist there. Yeah, you know. Well, I've got about five or six toilets. You
yeah,
know.
Fair enough.
I haven't really.
You never know when you need a wee just walking through your big house. It's
nice. There's one everywhere. There's a urinal everywhere.
Can you introduce your brand new single, Ollie? We're going to play it now, mate.
I certainly can. Do you know what? Thanks ever so much for everyone so far for the tweets and everything. I'm having a great time here. This is my new single. This is Heart Skips a Beat, and it's out on the 21st of August.
This is In Demand. Is In Demand.
That is Pitbull and Give Me Everything. This is In Demand. I'm Alex. Ollie Mer's still here. That is also the song that needs to go off the playlist. But so you can move up our playlist.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? That is my summer record of 2011.
You decided it?
No, I just was just thinking, I said to you earlier about me not having a summer record, and Scouting for Girls was my last year. That is definitely this year's summer record for me. I also like the Chris Brown one. Is it Yeah?
Yeah, three times.
Oh, I love that.
But Beautiful People by Chris Brown is also genius.
Oh, both of them are good. Amazing songs.
He's done incredibly well this year.
He has done incredibly well. Incredibly well. He has. He really has, because obviously what happened with Rihanna and that sort of thing.
I thought he'd never recover from that.
I didn't think he would, but do you know what? It proves to it shows that if you have good records and hit records, that no matter what kind of person you are and what people may say about you, if it's a good song, people will end up liking it. So,
and fingers crossed, he's a changed man as well.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
How's your Nando's going down?
Nando's for the people that are listening. I just had a quick Nando's. I've been so busy today. I haven't had anything to eat. So we quickly got Nando's in and it was absolutely gorgeous. And yes, I did use my black card.
Have you got a black card?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, that's your thing now.
Well, do you know what? Anything for free, I'm buzzing off it.
Tastes better when it's free.
But no, Nando's have been great. I mean, I love Nando's, so I think it's amazing.
That's
so,
your black card sorted for another year.
I know, I'm very happy. Well, hopefully they're listening. Love Nando's.
Yeah, the amount of attention Nando's get on this show, me and Lucy have never got
people. Can people tweet in what their favourite Nando's meal is? That'd be amazing. Let me know.
What's this about Simon Cowell and a sex ban?
I know. Well, basically, I was in an interview the other week and I said that, you know, I'm really looking forward to boot camp, and, you know, because obviously there's like 200, 300 contestants that will be there. Obviously, a lot of them will be women and gorgeous women. So I said, oh, you know, obviously, you know, like, would you pull another contestant? I was like, well, if there was a girl there that I really liked and there was a bit of an attraction and maybe there was love in the air, then of course I would. But I don't think Simon would be very impressed. And then I think that has been a statement from Simon. No canoodling at boot camp. So, yeah, but I've got to be very professional. I'm there to work, so.
Surely that part of the process, everyone's at it.
No, I don't think so.
Don't tell me when you were in that hotel at boot camp.
No comment, no comment. No, do you know what though? Seriously though, I think that when you are a contestant, you have to be prepared to work, and boot camp is really going to be really tough. So I don't think there is any time for that kind of behaviour. You have to be very professional.
Caroline Flack will keep you in shape, I'm sure.
Yeah, me and Caroline will keep ourselves company, yeah. But she's great company. She's a lovely person as well. Have you ever met Caroline?
No.
You should. She's great.
She's got nice hair.
She has got lovely hair.
I keep telling Lucy she needs her hair like Caroline
Flack. She's got a lovely personality, though. It's not about the hair. She's got a lovely personality. She's
gorgeous. Hair's quite important.
Is hair important for you?
Yeah. Cheryl has nice hair.
Cheryl has gorgeous hair. Kelly has lovely hair.
Does she?
Kelly uses like sort of small pieces on her hair in different bits.
Eh, what?
And she's like small hair pieces. Girls put extensions and stuff like that. Okay. And she has names for them all.
What?
Yeah.
She's bonkers.
She's bonkers, but lovely.
Who's the most mental out of the panel at the moment?
Oh, I'd probably say Talisa at the moment. Because I think she's sort of enjoying it, but she doesn't know how to be yet. Whether to be really like...
finding her feet.
Yeah, whether to be really kind of like... it's hard, isn't it, when you're a judge? Because she's sort of got this big persona being the street. Whether she can she be really opinionated and be really aggressive... or
I'm sure
not,
she's got it in her.
But she's lovely. Again, all the judges, I mean, Kelly, Gary, Louis, all of them have been superb. I mean, they really are. It's really great. And I love the advert. We've seen it. Next Generation.
Looks good.
He's taking it to another level this
year.
Gave
me goosebumps when I saw that.
Really?
First time, yeah. I love the X Factor.
Do you know what I find every year is the at this point in August when it starts to kick in and everyone starts getting excitable, and every interview you have, it's just you can't That's help but talk about the X Factor.
It's amazing for us. It writes our job for me.
It's great for 6 months, from August till December.
That's it.
It's great though. And it's
Christmas before we know it.
It's great. It's one of them shows that is the people show. It really is. It's the people. You know, for me, I love watching it. I love vote for my favorite contestants, and I think that every year it just gets bigger and better. And I hope this year with the new judges, it does. You know. And of course, I hope everyone tunes over to ITV too, because we're having a great time on there as well. So
be better than Connie Hook, that's for sure.
Well, do you know what I said in a recent interview? And if Connie's listening, Connie, I didn't mean it in a harsh way. I just basically said that Connie had it hard last year, coming back from Holly, because Holly was so great.
Yeah.
And I think that she really deserved a second year. I think to find her feet and make it the show her own. So I feel harsh for her, but I'm hoping really now that me and Caroline coming in, we can just revamp it a little bit and hopefully get the viewing figures back up, and we can get to a really great...
It's the next generation, man.
The next generation, you know.
When's the album going to be out?
Album's out in November. We hopefully be doing an X Factor performance, but album drops in November.
Another single before that, then?
Yeah, we have a second single coming out, which I'm really excited about. So very exciting times, and obviously the Extra Factor will be kicking on every Saturday and Sunday up to December. And then I'm also going to be confirming a tour soon in the next couple of weeks, end of August.
For
2012, cool. Yeah, which I'm really chuffed about. I mean, anyone that came to my tour, my theatre tour, I just had such a great time. I loved every single minute of it. And to get a chance to do a second tour, I'm buzzing over that. So please come along to next year's tour. I'd love you to come.
Thanks very much for coming tonight.
No, pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
Pleasure, as always.
We'll come back again soon.
I'll make sure Lucy's here next time.
Do you know what? I don't need Lucy anymore. Just me and you, Alex. We're having fun here, aren't we? High five.
Ollie Mears, thank you very much.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.